Halloween is just a couple of weeks away, and that leads to lists of scariest movies, scariest TV villains, and questions like, do you enjoy candy corn? The latest edition of Phoenix Magazine goes in a slightly different direction with a lighthearted look at what it's calling Monster Mash Arizona's Scariest People. There are 10 people on the list, including politicians like State Senator Wendy Rogers and Phoenix Mayor Kate Gallego, as well as attorney Byron Brown, whose commercials are ubiquitous. With me to talk about the state's scariest people is Phoenix Magazine editor-in-chief Craig Outhier. Craig, this is obviously pretty tongue-in-cheek. How did you go about choosing the people on the list?
Some of them may be legitimately scary, but no criminals, no like actual violent criminals on the list. So that was kind of our, we didn't want to be literally scary. We wanted to be, scary, formidable, kind of wacky, try to cover that whole spectrum of scariness.
When a list like this is put together, you've got a reporter on it, and you're the editor, obviously, of the magazine looking through this.
Yeah.
Are there 25 names, or are there like 8 and you've got to add a couple?
It was like 15 names, okay. But then we had some redundancy. We wanted a couple of politicians on the list. Frankly, we wanted like one Democrat, one Republican, one lefty, one righty. But we didn't want to load it up with wacky elected officials. And God knows we have plenty of them in Arizona. We wanted to be selective, maybe just do one, leave the others for later. So, so that was kind of our ground rules, our playbook. And then somebody from, maybe from the arts, cover all the different, cultural enclaves.
So the images are definitely something to see.
Yes.
You have one where Kate Gallego, as you mentioned, one of the politicians, is right. Made up to look like a half cyborg.
A la the Terminator.
Exactly. And then Dave Biskobing of Channel 15's got the indicating an investigative reporter. He's got the big magnifying glass over his eye. I mean, and the images are just really fun. How much did that play into this?
A lot. The writing is very good and sharp and funny. And, as you say, a bit tongue in cheek. But, we didn't want just a 5 pages, 6 pages of blocky text. So our art director here, Morel Inglefield, found a great artist. He's a painter, so sometimes he does these heightened oil portraits of people in the valley, and he's kind of has a talent or a knack for heightening them to the point where they're fun to look at, and I think it complemented this piece well.
May I ask what kind of reaction you've gotten to some of this? Is this one where you have enough of your readers who are thinking, oh, this is fun? Are others like horribly offended by it?
Well, I wouldn't say anyone was too horribly offended. I mean, another one we did that I thought we might get some letters on, we took Wendy Rogers, who was a serial candidate for a long time. By that, I mean, she'd run for every office, every election cycle. At one point she ran for, Congress, and then, she didn't win. So she changed districts, and then she kind of lower her sights a little bit. She'd go to, state senate. No. All right. Well, state legislature. I'm not sure if I'm getting them all right, but I mean, you see how it was played out. She finally did win. She was elected to the state senate, and she has some pretty extreme views. So I thought that would be our right wing politician, and we did her as a skinhead. With tattoos, stop the steal, that kind of thing. Thought we'd get some letters on that one, didn't. I don't think the mayor was super happy with hers. We kind of hashed it out, it's fine. But we didn't get a whole lot of reader mail. Sometimes, Steve, I actually wish we got more hate mail. And love letters, too, are great, but,
And not to single out Wendy Rogers, but since she was number one on your list, she probably, to some people, is a legitimate villain, where the other ones are more just like, here's a lawyer who does a lot of ads.
Exactly. And we had Jay Crowder from The Suns, because he's, physically imposing. He's a monster on the boards. So we did him as a, werewolf, literally a monster on the boards. And those were so some more serious than others, I suppose, or with more, gravitas, but all of them kind of tongue-in-cheek, so.
Well, the other one that is a big name, and I'll point out Michael Crow, who literally has a crow on his shoulder in that one. He's been around, boy, it's been almost 20 years now in terms of the power base that he's had.
Right.
Explain why he would be on the list.
Well, formidable. And as you say, omnipotent in the world of higher education in the Valley. So we, you know, Stephen, the writer, and I kind of talked about that. We're like, we gotta get Crow on the list. And we kind of envisioned him as a Bond supervillain. You know, Stephen really ran with it too. You know, he was thinking under a mountain there in Tempe, you know, maybe Crow's hollowed it out and created one of those Bond style super lairs, you know, supervillain lairs. You know, with a, you know, spaceport with a, you know, spaceship system there, a la every other powerful oligarch these days seems to have a spaceship company. So why not Michael Crow? So yeah, that was kind of fun. And, the illustration was great too. It had, you know, him with a crow on his shoulder, of course, which I think was, you know, kind of a Bondian villain trope.
And that's Craig Gauthier, editor-in-chief of Phoenix Magazine. We've been talking about One Piece in the October issue, mostly tongue-in-cheek, the 10 Scariest Arizonans. Craig, thanks as always. Good to talk with you.
My pleasure, Steve. Thank you.